From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, recapturing Mosul from the Islamic State. A top U.S. military official said Thursday Iraqi and Kurdish fighters plan to launch an operation to take back the city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters. VOA correspondent at the Pentagon, Carla Babb.
U.S. Central Command official said that they are planning to recapture the city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters in the April to May time frame. They've said that if the Iraqi forces are not ready at that time, that they would be open to pushing this to a later date, but that is what they're shooting for. They're saying that they want to take the city with 20 to 25,000 troops. That would be comprised of about five Iraqi brigades, three smaller brigades for a reserve force, so to speak, three Peshmerga brigades to kind of help contain the region from the north and the west, and then also what they're calling a, quote, Mosul fighting force, which is comprised of police and some tribal units and formal Mosul police as well.
At the VOA's Carla Babb. United States and Turkey signed an agreement to train and equip modern Syrian rebels fighting an Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. military has said it's planning to send more than 400 American troops. Turkey, which shares a border with Syria, says it hopes the training will help bolster the weakened and divided Syrian opposition up against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nigeria's military says it's carried out airstrikes. It did so Thursday that struck Boko Haram bases in the northeast and killed a large number of militants. The military says after the strikes, many militants were fleeing their bases. There has been no independent confirmation of the military's claims. This is VOA News. President Obama is urging governments to take action to bring an end to violent extremism and conditions that lead to it. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports.
President Barack Obama continued a three-day summit on Thursday where he called on leaders from 60 countries from around the world to join the fight against violent extremism.
It's not a question of Jews or Christians or Muslims. We're all in the same boat, and we have to help each other to get out of this crisis.
U.S. officials say the goal of the gathering is to come up with strategies based on facts and realities that nations can implement together to end violent extremism. More regional meetings are expected in coming months. Mary Alice Salinas, the State Department.
Leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany have pledged renewed support for a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. Comes amid reports of fresh fighting near the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. The leaders on Thursday condemned the fighting and urged both sides to observe the truce, which has seen a series of violations. A Ukrainian military spokesperson says pro-Russia separatists, just off a victory over Ukrainian forces at Debaltseve, had been carrying out heavy shelling on a village on the outskirts of Mariupol, the main seaport in eastern Ukraine, which was the scene of intense fighting last year before Ukrainian forces took control of the city. A new study confirms that malaria resistance to the most effective current treatment is spreading across Myanmar, also known as Burma. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
Public health specialists are raising alarm because a resistant strain of malaria has reached close to Myanmar's border with India. This has been revealed in a study in a medical journal. Its senior author is Charles Woodrow of the Mahidon Oxford Tropical Medicine Research Unit in Bangkok.
The levels of resistant parasites that we do extending that far sort of north and close to the border was to some degree a surprise.
Woodrow says researchers confirmed resistant parasites just 25 kilometers from the Indian border. Researchers fear the parasites will follow the trajectory of previous drug-resistant strains that eventually migrated all the way to Africa, ruining the opportunity to eradicate malaria. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Two massive cyclones smashed into northern Australia today. Cyclone Lam hit a sparsely populated stretch of the Northern Territory, followed a few hours later by the more powerful Cyclone Marcia, which crossed over small towns along the eastern coast of Queensland State with winds gusting to 285 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say Marcia is a Category 5, Lam a Category 4.
That's the latest world news from VOA.